10. How we get life. The sun was up at the wetlands. It was getting to 9 a.m. Elsewhere in the city, the woman who managed the office for Albert's doctor was pulling on her red pea coat and lacing up her sneakers, checking her watch, and leaving time for the bus. Elsewhere in the city, the owner of an organic grocery store was pulling up the shutters and unpacking a new box of Fire Pit brand kimchi onto the waiting shelves. Elsewhere in the city, Lenk Sketlish was taking a shower at his office, letting a call from his current wife go straight to voicemail. What Enoch thought is true. We are connected. One to the next, to the next.
Well, you see, said Martha, it was my fault.
You've had 6 whole years of therapy, right? Said Albert. You know that's just the narcissistic defense. You want to believe it was your fault because that's easier than acknowledging that you had no control at all. But I could have stopped it. It wouldn't have happened if I hadn't left. Albert said, I don't believe anything's meant to be, but don't you think it means something that the two of us have met here, like this? I've been down that road before. That road ended in a basement with the scent of smoke seeping in. All right, maybe it means nothing. You just saved my life and you work for Fantel and I invented Medlar, and we turn out to agree on a bunch of important things. But we could make it mean something if we wanted. What do you want to make it mean? You and I, he said, have helped something happen in this world. A huge wash of information, unprecedented. The only thing it's like is the Gutenberg print revolution, and that was followed by 400 years of bloody war. Suddenly, people were exposed to so much more information than ever before. They had no systems to process it or to tell truth from lies. They were overwhelmed. That's where we are. And humanity doesn't have time for 400 years of bloody war right now. There are so many emergencies to deal with. Fragments, said Martha. Pieces. This is what Enoch talked about. Things falling apart more quickly than they can be put back together. Well, I think on that he was right. Not on the other stuff. On that. This is what I'd like it to mean. That you and I work together on helping get us through the information crisis as fast as humanly possible. You're serious. Yeah, he said. What are we talking about? Some kind of conference? Oh, God, not another fucking conference. Not a panel, not an event, not a convention. Something real. I just tried to kill myself, said Albert. You escaped a death cult with your life. We're in extra time. We don't really exist. We can do whatever we like. I want to consider some extreme solutions. I want to do whatever it takes. The sky was gray and Saxe blue, the air very still. Small birds swung through the sky, describing a parabolic curve between invisible infinities, snapping at flying creatures too small to see. Everything that has ever begun in the history of the planet has started with one tiny change, invisible to the naked eye. The sperm says to the egg, knock, knock. The egg says, I've no reason to let you in. There are no guarantees. And yet, the egg opens up. And yet, the sperm wriggles in. And yet, 2 packets of information merge. That's how all of us got here. That's how nothing turns into something. That's how a bare ball of rock ends up with gulls and shearwaters, with moss and lichen, with unfurling pale green leaves and scuttling millipedes and rabbits and foxes. That's how we get life.